Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the first day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Peya, Perik Shlishi, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah deals with an Eved Kanani, and it compares an Eved Kanani to a Steyachuza, a field which has been inherited, an heirloom. And this we learn out of a pasuk: "V'hisnachaltem oisam livnechem achareichem l'reshes achuzah." You shall take them, and take a possession over them for your children after you, l'reshes achuzah, for a possession. So we see that avodim kananim are called the properties of their owners. There is also halacha that an eved can't be koine something. An eved kanani can't make an acquisition anything. As the rule goes, mashakona eved kona rabbi. When an eved acquires something, it immediately is acquired by the owner. He can't have any independent ownership of anything. If a person writes all his properties to his Eved Kanani, he writes, all my properties are given over to my Kananite servant, to whoever it is, to Muhammad my Eved. Or he says, all my nechasim are given to you. When he says that, Yotza ben Chorin, the Eved Kanani goes out free, because the Eved himself is included in his assets. So when he says, I'm giving you all my assets, he's giving the Eved himself. He acquires freedom. He's koina himself, like he's koina all the properties of the master. Shier, what happens if the master leaves something for himself? Karka kolshor, he leaves a little bit of land. Same thing with, not just a little bit of land, same thing applies to chattels as well. Just that these Mishnahs are talking about, we've been talking about Karka Kol Shehu in the last few Mishnahs. So it gives an example of he left for himself a little bit of land. Lo Yotza Ben Chayrin. Then the Eved Kanani does not go out free. And because he doesn't go out free, nor does he acquire any of the properties. Because a Kenyan of an Eved Kanani cannot make an independent acquisition of anything. Whatever he acquires, the master acquires. Some say that this is even if the master had specified the karka, the land that he's keeping himself. He said, all my property is given to you, except for a little block of land or that place over there. And still, he doesn't go out free. Why? Because as long as he's Mashiach, as long as he's left something for himself, we say that he's also left acquisition, he's left a hold onto the Eved Kanani. He said, Kol nechasein esunumach, all my properties are given to you. His intention was the other properties, not the Eved himself. He did not intend to free him. And this is the case even if he had no other properties other than the Eved and the land that he left. And he still doesn't go out free. Why? Because we say that when he said the word chutz, when he said, I'm giving you everything except for, as soon as he says the word except, it's mevatel, it cancels the previous statement of, the previous part of his statement, kol nechasein esunalach. When he says chutz, except for, that's already, it already nullifies, it cancels the words that he said before, all my properties are given to you. And the Tanna of Mishnah holds that you can't break up a statement into two. Lo palgin in dibur, it's called, and therefore he doesn't acquire anything. That's how the Rabbeinu Shimshon learns. Or, the reason may be, simply because once he's said chutz, once he's left a hold on some of his properties in that, on some of his assets, it's already not a shtar shichur goma. It's not a complete bill of freedom. A bill of freedom we learn from a get for a wife. And just like a get for a wife has to be a complete cutoff between husband and wife, a sefer krisus, so also it needs to, also when he frees his eved, it has to be a complete freedom and nothing where he's holding on to anything. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo ilamu ben chayrin. Rabbi Shimon says no. He says he is going to be free, even if he says, except for a little bit of land. And even if he's got no other properties except for the land and the Eved. The Eved is getting his own freedom, and he'll go out free. And even though the words, kol nechasei, all my properties, can only apply to the Eved, who's acquiring himself, we don't say that the chutz is mevatel ediburi, that the word chutz, when he said, except for, we don't say it cancels the previous statement, because Rabbi Shimon holds palgin ediburi. We can split his words into two statements. We'll say, kol nechasei, yes, all properties are given to Eved, right, and he's koyin his own freedom. And then, we look separately, chutz, except for that land, except for something else. Either that, or according to the opinion that says that the reason for the Tanakama that he doesn't go out free is because he left a bit of a hold onto his assets, and therefore it's not a complete bill of freedom, Rabbi Shimon could hold that holding onto something is not affecting the bill of freedom. It doesn't have to be a complete cutoff. Ad Sheyoma, continues Rabbi Shimon, until he will say, when will he not claim freedom? Until the master would say the following: Hari kol nechosai nesunin lishploni avdi, chutz mechan Rabbi Shimon. All my property is given over to that person, that avid of mine, except for 1/10,000th of my properties. Here, when he didn't specify what he is keeping for himself, he didn't say land or chattels, he didn't mention anything. He just said, except for 1/10,000th of my properties, then we say that shows that he could be meaning the avid. He could mean that he's holding on to the avid Kanani still. And even if the avid Kanani is worth a lot more than 1/10,000th of his assets, it may be 50% of his assets, doesn't matter. Once he says 1/10,000th, once he gives some sort of a exclusion without naming what asset it is, immediately we say, right, he's still retaining some hold onto the Avid Kanani. The Avid Kanani will not acquire his freedom in that case, and therefore will consequently not acquire any of the assets that the master wanted to give or said he would give. Either that, or, as we learned the other explanation, because in that chelak that he is meshayer, in that portion that he's left for himself, there could be a little bit of that body of the Avid. He's holding a little bit of the Avid, and therefore it's not a complete shtar krisus, it's not a complete bill of freedom. Even Rabbi Shimon, therefore, would agree that the person would not be, the Avid Kanani would not achieve freedom. Paragraph V'i Mishnah Aleph. Back to the laws of Peah. Ha-Peah nitenes b'mchub l'karka. The corner of the field, the Peah that one has to give, of a grain, of kidneys, of the vineyard, of other trees, should be given b'mchub l'karka while it's still growing. The owner of the land leaves a portion of the land that is not harvested. And that's because it says, do not finish off the corner field when you harvest, implying that the mitzvah of giving payah is during the harvest stage, when it's still growing, when it's still connected to the ground. Others learn because it says, if you should leave it for the poor, leave it for them to go and chop it and let them go and get it. Bedolis, but what about, says the Mishnah, Edolis, that's a vine which is draped over some sticks or over trees. Or Vedekel, what about a date palm, which is a high tree? Balabais moirid. Then we say the owner of the tree or the owner of the vines has to bring the payah down from the tree. Don't leave it there while it's still connected to the ground. Because if you do, and the poor people go to scrounge to try to make a scramble to get the fruits, the dates or the grapes, there could be a sakana, there could be a danger, because it's a high tree or because of the height of the vines that are draped over the trees, and therefore don't leave it for the poor to collect it. You go and take it down, or mechalek lanim, you the landowner, then divide it and distribute it among the poor. Don't leave it in front of the poor that they should chap it, because we are worried that he might see a poor person who's his relative or give favoritism. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af bachalike egoizim. This is also the case where you have smooth nut trees where it's very difficult to climb up. Here too, the owner, the balabais, should bring them down, bring the fruits down, the nuts down, and give it and distribute it among the poor. Afilu tishim v'sisha omrim lachalik. Our Mishnah now goes back to the normal situation where payah is given from the crops which are still on the ground, still connected to the ground. And it wants to tell us that even if 99 of the poor are saying, we want the balabais to harvest it and give it to us, we don't want to have to go to the field. And only one of the 100 says, Lavois, no, we're going to get it from the field while it's growing. You want to stay behind? You stay behind. We're all going to the field. Even if one person says that, Lazeh Shomin, we listen to him. And Shomer Kalacha, because he said exactly, he's spoken the way Halacha is. Halacha is, payah should be given b'mchubel karka, while it's still growing, while it's still attached to the ground. So therefore, even if the other 99 say, no, we don't want to bother ourselves to go and chase it, I want to go it out in the field, we want the owner to bring it down and give it to us, they are not to be heard. Their opinion is disregarded in the face of even one person who says, we want to go to the field, because he's speaking Kalacha.